Do you know the answer to this question?
What's doing tonight in Young Canada, Osawatomie, Kansas, and such towns as La Junta, Eagle River, and Memphis?
If you do know the answer to that question,
then you're in tune once again with Clear Channel, honest to goodness.
Easy as that, we start on our coast-to-coast Clear Channel program of honest-to-goodness, giving away money, getting acquainted with people, and learning about their parts of the country. It's Dick Chapman on that end of the table, and Bob DeHaven on this end of the table, and both of us on this end of the line. And you people are listening in, and we want to call as many of you as possible between now and 9:30. That gives us 55 minutes in which to cavort. Where will you first cavort, Dick?
Well, I've got what looks like a rural phone in Canada that I'm going to try and reach and see how it works out. Most of the phones that we dial anymore can be dialed direct, but not this one.
So Dick in the background there is talking as if he's nominating a president. Actually, he's talking to an operator somewhere in Canada to get a specific number in Canada. Maybe you heard him in the background. I looked this town up on the map. It's southeast of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Be interesting to see what the weather is there tonight in Young, Saskatchewan. Going to keep on calling people here as we go through the 55 minutes, give away money on these very difficult questions. Here's the first one. Minnesota and Wisconsin Indians in the old days made their canoes from pine bark, birch bark, or spruce bark. It's a pretty tough question for a Canadian, isn't it?
Now, come on. It might be tough. You don't know.
That's true.
Some of these questions may seem a little easy for folks in this area, but it's a little difficult if you're not used to our neck of the woods sometimes.
How are you coming with Saskatchewan, buddy?
Well, I don't know. I hear something ringing, but we'll find out what happens.
The town we're calling is a small one. I looked it up in the Atlas. 341 people.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, we'll find out if we can get someone home here.
It's southeast of Saskatoon, and I haven't given the name of the town, although they may have heard you, Dick. When your mic was off, it's Young. Young, Saskatchewan.
I confess, I don't know where it is.
And then we're going to take another drop down the line here to Syracuse, Toledo, maybe to Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll show you how the radio works on 830, that clear channel of WCCO. Yep, we're using the phone to a good advantage tonight. When you have good news, don't keep it to yourself. Share it by long distance, like we do. Rates are now so low that it makes sense to keep in touch with the fastest, most enjoyable manner, by telephone. Any evening after 8 or all day on Sunday, you can make a 3-minute station call to any place in the United States except Hawaii or Alaska. And you know how much it'll cost you? 90 cents or less. Now, that's a fact. And additional minutes are just as cheap. 25 cents each or even less. And the friendliest word in the language you can use, hello. Yes. What a pleasant surprise it is to hear that word from someone you haven't seen in a long time. So use your telephone. Enjoy your friends. When they answer, say hello. They'll say, what's the matter? You say nothing. It just called up. We have some friends down south to do that.
Now I think it's about to ring. Boy, I'll tell you, we had to go through a few operators to get this one.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, is this Carl Nordmark?
Yeah, this is him.
Well, how are you, Carl?
Pretty good, pretty good. I listened to your program here, I guess must have been a week or so ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And there you are in Young, Saskatchewan,
yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
That's the name of the town, Young.
Yeah, Young is that's the name of the town.
Does that describe the people that live there, too, maybe?
Pardon?
I just wondered if most of the folks that live there are young.
Oh, no, there's a lot of retired people. I am, too.
Is that so?
I've been here 56 years.
Oh.
We come from the state of Washington, from Tacoma, Washington.
Is that right?
In 1910, homesteaded here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go too much further without introducing you to my sidekick here, Bob DeHaven.
Oh.
Hello, Carl.
Hello there.
Well, you must have been a wheat farmer if you've been there since 1910.
Yeah, I farmed here for pretty close to 50 years. We retired 4 years ago.
Well, how do you like retirement when you don't have to get out and do the work in the fields?
Oh, pretty good, but I don't know. It's hard to forget farming, you know.
Well,
you're kind of long for it.
You're still with all your friends there. The radio must be quite a companion for you,
too,
Carl.
Oh, it is. And we have TV, too, you know.
And you can get us on the clear channel, can't you?
Oh, yes, sure. Well, we only got one channel, you know.
You're talking about television now.
Oh, yes, we're on television, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about WCCO
on
the clear channel.
Oh, no, we can't get on that, no.
I said that I looked up your town in the Atlas and found the population is 341, would
you
say?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's it, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
I'm trying to place Young, and are you... how far into Canada are you?
Well, I think we're around... I think it's around 300 miles or a little over from the border, straight north of Montana there.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
And you're kind of in the plains then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Prairie, I mean.
Oh, yes, sure.
What's your temperature tonight, Carl?
Oh, our temperature tonight, I think, is around 20 below.
We have one below in the state of Minnesota.
Didn't get any of that snow, did you, that came through our way?
We didn't. It's been pretty still here during this cold weather.
What's the lowest temperature you've had this winter?
We've had about 41 below.
Oh, boy.
That was in January one time.
That beats us.
Yeah.
Carl, we've got a question for you here, which I hope you can answer. If you can, you're going to get $8.30. You're chuckling because you think you can't get the answer, and I'm chuckling because I know you can.
I'd say.
Here it is. Anybody at home there can help you with the answer.
Well, I only got my wife home, that's all. We have two boys, but they're away from home, you know.
Your wife knows you're on the radio now, I suppose.
Oh, I think so.
All right, here we go with a question.
Yeah?
Minnesota and Wisconsin Indians in the old days made their canoes from pine bark, birch bark, or spruce bark?
Yeah.
Which did they make their canoes from?
Pine, birch, or spruce? As a matter of fact, I think we could throw in Canadian Indians, do the same thing. In the old days. Nowadays, they use metal boats.
Yeah.
Well, I think they use pine.
No. Well, that's your first guess.
Yeah?
No, you got to try again.
Yeah, that's spruce, then.
No.
You get three guesses on this question now.
Oh?
The other one was birch.
Oh, birch. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get that so clear in the start.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, no. Well, that's right. I should have known that.
You've answered it correctly, Carl, so you're going to get the money, $8.30.
Yeah, well, that's pretty nice.
That'll come to you in the mail. And I want to tell you it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah.
Find out something about you. You're coming through loudly and clearly, and thanks for your part in our program tonight.
Yeah, well, we listened to WCCO a lot in the 30s, you know.
You mean in the 1930s?
Yeah, in the 1930s.
Well, we're still going in the 1960s.
Yeah, I know.
We think we may be a little better in the 60s than were in the 30s.
Yeah. Well, of course, now, we don't listen too much now because, you know, we have television now, but I do listen to them sometime.
Well, good. You keep that up, will you, Carl?
Yeah, sure will.
All right, Dick will take you on the other line here for a moment.
Yeah.
So that's a friend we've made in Young, Saskatchewan, Canada, a retired farmer who went from the state of Washington up there in the year 1910. Been farming for over 50 years. He was a wheat farmer when he was working at it. And so we're going along to 16 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's 1 degree below zero.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, exciting new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick this year?
Read any good window stickers lately? If not, you're invited to read the window sticker on the 67 Buick Special Deluxe. Standard equipment includes wall-to-wall carpeting, front and rear seat belts, dash and visor padding, windshield washer, self-adjusting brakes, and all the new GM safety features. Catch up on your window sticker reading today. You'll see that we skimp on price rather than on the car. But after all, we have to cut corners somewhere.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, exciting new Buick.
Well, that's the Buick Company making its big thrust on our Clear Channel program tonight of Honest to Goodness on dear old WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis. It's a snappy night. I bet we're getting a lot of distance. And Dick is using the phone here to get certain of our listeners who have expressed their desire to be on the program on the phone so you can hear them and us at the same time. Maybe if he gets the right opportunity, he'll pair up a couple of calls so that we can have a conference call of the Twin Cities and two cities far from the Twins. Which state are you calling now, Dick?
We're calling Memphis, Tennessee.
Ooh, we've had good luck in Memphis before.
Mm-hmm.
Mosher.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
How nice, sir.
Is this Mr. Moser?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Well, normally I'd be at work with the radio behind my back listening to you, but a little stomach difficulty and I'm in bed, but very happy to hear from you, sir.
Well, do you work there at the same place where you live?
Nobody will employ me. I worked for myself and else for years.
You're a small businessman, more or less.
Very small, yes, sir.
Well, how are things in Memphis tonight?
A little bit rough, quite like the weather that I hear you all complain of, but it'll be better tomorrow.
You mean you got? You don't have snow and cold, do you?
Oh, we're having a little bit of rain and sleet. The forecast was probably a difficult night, but nothing such as you're accustomed to, sir.
Well, I want to introduce you to our quizmaster here, Bob DeHaven.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mr. Mosher. What's your first name?
Leo.
Oh, your address here says American Lumber Company, 1684 Overton Park. That's where you are now?
That's a trade name under which I do business as an individual.
And you got some stomach trouble tonight and you're in bed?
Yes, sir.
Well, we didn't wake you up or disturb you by this call, I hope.
Indeed not, sir. Reaching over and eating a grape once in a while, I think that's good for the stomach, or so said Paul to Timothy.
Did you say you're eating a grape?
Yes, sir.
And Paul said that to Timothy in the good book, eh?
Yeah, a little wine for your stomach's sake.
Oh. I follow you now. Yeah.
Well, I follow you all right. I didn't know it was a quote from Paul to Timothy, but we accept that. I'm sure that you know whereof you speak.
I think so, sir.
Do you live alone, Leo?
No, sir. I have a very charming family, a wife and a daughter.
Oh, and are those folks home?
My daughter is just in. My wife's out playing bridge.
Well, they can help you with the answer to this question if you need any help. Dick, did you want to say something?
No, I just wondered if you've ever been up in our country, Mr. Moser.
Indeed so. That area for quite many years sustained me in selling lumber to the millwork plants up there.
Was that so? How long ago was that?
Oh, probably 6 or 8 years ago that I found that all of those things I'd been promising myself in earlier years I could begin doing, and I pulled in the area of service quite some time. Many charming friends, and during the Cavolver period, I had the pleasure of issuing passes to them so they could come through the rebel lines and get down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Very good.
You sound like a native Tennessean, though. Is that where you were originally from?
No, sir. By the grace of the Lord, I'm a Mississippian.
Oh, is that right? Well, you've been jumping around a little bit.
What town are you from in Mississippi, Leo?
It's an Indian town, Iuka, I-U-K-A, and it's in an Indian county, Tishomingo.
Uh-huh.
You know where that is?
Up in your country, I find many Indian... Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
You have Indian names up there also.
Oh, yeah, quite a number of them.
Oh, you're we've right. got Winnebago up here, and give me another Indian name.
Well, we've got various Cherokee and Sioux names. Dakota itself is a Sioux name. And right. There's Minnetonka. That's not an Indian name. That's a...
It's a poet.
Poet name.
Yes, all right. Well, let's go to the question now, Leo Mosher.
Yes, sir.
And this has to do with, well, I'll just read the question and let you answer it. If you do it correctly, you're going to get $8.30 to reinvest in your lumber business.
Well, I can use that on the side.
Anything is welcome, eh?
Yes, sir.
Here's the question. Cheddar is a popular commodity.
Pardon me? Give me it again.
The word is cheddar. C-H-E-D-D-A-R. Cheddar.
Like Wisconsin cheese.
Cheddar is a popular commodity in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Is it sold by the yard, by the dozen, or by the pound?
By the pound, sir.
Oh, you win.
Yes. That was easy enough for $8.30.
Anybody that loves cheddar would know that.
Well, certainly. You'll be the pride of Iuka, Mississippi, and Tishomingo County now.
I hope so, sir.
Gee, it's nice of you to talk to us. We had a call in Memphis about 3 weeks ago, and the lady just captivated us with her conversation and with her personality.
Well, I wish I'd been listening that night, sir. Normally I do. There are quite a number of forum programs, and very happily I can turn when one completes on to another. Mm-hmm. And you fellows are regular guests in my home, and we're happy to have you.
Well, thank you for saying that. Now Dick will take you on the private line here and check your address. Well, what an interesting call to that gentleman in Memphis, Tennessee. Typical of the South. They say, yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And it's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Here's a good piece of advice that I'll send out on our clear channel. Shop where you see the gift house sign. You can trust that merchant to have fine products, to give helpful and courteous service, and to offer low prices. Plus, you receive the extra dividend of gift house stamps with every purchase. Gift House has earned a reputation for quality. The gifts you receive for saving the stamps are the very best. Beautiful luggage, movie equipment, the whole family can enjoy that. Modern appliances, handsome furniture, brand name merchandise. And every gift is guaranteed. People have come to expect a lot from Gift House, and that responsibility must be met by any merchant who gives the stamps. Look for the Gift House sign at supermarkets, drugstores, service stations, and other fine merchants. And this word for the store owners or managers who are listening. If you believe your customers deserve the very best, we would be proud to have you join the Gift House family.
One below in the Twin Cities, and we're calling all over the country tonight. We've talked to some young gentlemen about 300 miles north of Montana. Hello. Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, sir.
Who is this, please?
Harry Montevan.
Harry L. Montevan in Osawatomie, Kansas.
That is right. John Brown country.
Oh, by golly, that's right. That's John Brown's hometown, isn't it?
That's right. We have his cabin here and his bed, and we don't have him, however.
Well, that's right. It's been some better than 100 years, I suppose, since he was...
that was before my time, just a little.
Yeah. Harry, it's good to find you at home there in Osawatomie. That's pretty close to my old country and not too far from Kansas City,
is it? Yeah, I heard you talking about the Meritazine and all those places.
Yeah, I don't quite place Osawatomie. I remember it, but I can't place it as far as where it is from my hometown.
Well, you know where Paola is?
Yeah, west.
We're just south of Paola, about 6 or 7 miles.
Uh-huh.
In Miami County. Paola's a county seat.
Now I place it.
It's over on the U.S. 169 highway.
Yeah.
Out of Kansas City.
Well, I got a fella here who hails from several places. He started out in Indiana, and then he worked in Wisconsin for a while, and he's been a Minnesotan here for the past 30-some years, I think. Our quizmaster, Bob DeHaven.
Yeah, glad to meet you, Bob.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Well, I never lived in Kansas, but I know something about it. John Brown went down and led an insurrection against the government, didn't he?
That's right.
And was killed, and the leader of the federal forces against his insurrection was none other than Robert E. Lee.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
North and east of town here's a little bit. There's they call it John Brown's Lookout. It's a little knoll out there, you know. And that's where he used to get up there and, look around the country, see what's going on.
And you have a cabin there he lived in, did you say?
That's right, in our park here, John Brown Memorial Park, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Here's something else I can tell you, Harry, about your man John Brown. There is a new play, and I can't name the playwright, I'm ashamed to say.
Uh-huh.
But it's John Brown, not the one John Brown's Body, which is a poem, but John Brown, and it's part of the coming repertoire of our local and famous theater, the Guthrie Theater, and it's going to be seen this summer on the boards.
I see.
And... I just throw that in because that's kind of brand new about John Brown. What's your occupation in Osawatomie?
At the present time, I'm a rocking chair man.
Oh, you mean you've retired?
Oh, yes, almost 8 years ago.
Gosh, we just talked to a man who's retired and he lives in Saskatchewan, Canada.
I heard you talking to him.
Oh, you've been listening to us tonight, huh?
Yeah, you know, I have quite a little time holding in. Dallas comes in and Louisville and Denver and you.
We're close together, aren't
we? Oh, yeah, they just go back and forth.
What kind of radio are you using?
I've got a 10 transistor, and I've also got a 15, but neither one of them seems to hold you.
Uh-huh. Well, those transistors...
I'm in that fringe area, I guess, with you, you know?
Yeah, those transistors are a little tough. Sometimes you can improve the signal by turning the radio a little bit.
Yes, I realize that. I know that, yes.
Well, Harry, let's go to the question now.
Okay, sir.
And if you answered correctly, you got $8.30. I guess you know that.
What would I do with it?
Well, you can add it to the money you used to
retire. Buy some more chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
What are you chewing these days, mail pouch or Union Leader?
Oh, no, Tinsley. A man's tobacco.
Tinsley.
Yes, sir.
And I think any brand is a man's tobacco if you're going to chew it.
That might be true.
As I remember, Union Leader was a woman's tobacco.
I don't know.
Well, here's the question. Which of our Great Lakes is named after a Canadian province? Well, you know which the Great Lakes are. Just run them through your mind until one appears to be the
Lake
same
Ontario?
Name. Yeah, that's it.
Ontario.
Maybe it would be, because there's a... Say, I'd like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
All right. Well,
we get it. How many provinces is there in Canada?
All right, hold it now. I'm going to figure this out.
I'll say 13.
Huh?
I'm guessing.
Not well, 10. I heard him on the television today. One of them answered 7, he's correct. Another answered 9, he's correct. Another answered 12. Now, what the heck? I can't figure that one out.
How can they all be correct?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, let's
see.
It's
on that Reach for the Stars program, I believe it was.
If you start from the east, you got Newfoundland first, right?
All right.
And then comes...
Edward Isle.
Is that a province?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's two, and then Quebec, right?
Well, there's another maritime province.
Well, yeah, but next to Quebec comes Manitoba, and then Saskatchewan. How many we got so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is there Prince Albert, too?
Yeah, we already counted that one.
Oh, did you?
And then there's British Columbia.
Where's Lake Louise at?
That's in British Columbia.
Is it?
I think it is.
No, not that far out. Dick, we're going to display our ignorance if we keep up doing this here.
Well, that's an interesting question. Is there anything west of British Columbia? I don't think there is.
No, there isn't.
Then there's the Northwest Territories, but I don't think they call those provinces, do they?
I really don't know.
You've given us something to look up, believe me.
I'm not a Canadian. I'm a French origin, but I'm not a Canadian, sir.
And we should know that. I'm ashamed not to know that. We know a lot about the U.S. and something about Canada, but by gosh, they're our neighbors. We're closer to Canada than we are to you as we talk right here tonight.
Well, I imagine you are, yes, quite some.
That's only about 360 miles to the border. At the nearest spot, I think, is International Falls.
What do you do with all that snow in your driveway?
Well, you shovel it out of there is what you do.
Oh, is that it?
What kind of weather you got in Osawatomie tonight?
Well, it's a little cool this morning. It's down about, I suppose about 10 this morning, 10
mm-hmm.
above.
Yeah, well, once in a while you get a little of that snow blowing across the plains there,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, but we've had very little this winter so far. I don't suppose we've had an excess of 4 inches altogether.
Yeah, well, watch out come spring.
Yeah, that's right. In April, that's when we'll get it.
Harry, is there still an Arkansas City in Kansas?
What's that?
Is there still a town called Arkansas City in Kansas?
Arkansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the southwest part of the state.
Certainly, I've been there.
I know a little story about that. I used to work in Tulsa on KVOO.
Oh, is that right?
And the first day on duty, it was in 1936, I had this city in the news.
Uh-huh.
And I called it Arkansas City, Kansas.
Yeah.
And did I get the heat?
Well, now, that's not a proper way to pronounce Arkansas, of Arkansas.
That's right, but this town, which is in Kansas...
I know, it's Arkansas, they call that.
Yes, well, I just made a little note of that here. Say, thanks for talking to us, Harry. You've been a bright spot on tonight's program. You'll get the money in the mail, and Dick's going to check your West Brown Avenue address here.
Well...
That's Harry L. Montalban in Osawatomie, Kansas. It's 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Joy Boys on their Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program. And it appears on this station with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830-WCCO.
Old Dutch potato chips, Old Dutch the snappy chips, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch the crispiest, Old Dutch the tastiest, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
Add zip to your weekend with snappy snacks from Old Dutch. Start with Old Dutch popcorn, crisp, fresh corn, all popped and ready to eat. It's the tenderest kind of popcorn, specially selected for flavor, fresh popped, seasoned, and sealed in airtight bags. And you got a lot for your money, too. People love popcorn, especially Old Dutch popcorn. Try it.
The snappy chips, crispy, crunchy, light and snappy, Old Dutch potato chips.
You're talking about Arkansas City, Kansas. Have you ever been in Texarkana?
I don't believe so. That's between Arkansas and Texas. Here's someone on his telephone. Excuse me, Dick. With the news that there are 10 provinces in Canada.
Is that right?
Yes,
it doesn't tell. They didn't name them, did they?
No, it doesn't tell who's telephoned either. Well, I'm ashamed not to know that, gee whiz.
Here, we're calling Canada now. Maybe they can help us out with the names of the various ones. Texarkana, you drive down the main street of Texarkana, which is the highway. I think it's 71 that goes through there. And you go in and out of Texas and Arkansas about 3-4 times. Because for some reason, the border cuts back and forth across this highway. Either that or the highway moseys back and forth. And the street signs change whenever this happens.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes?
Is this Mrs. Walter Lundeen?
Yes.
How are you, Mrs. Lundeen?
Oh, it's pretty good.
I just want folks to know that we're talking to you in Eagle River, Ontario, Canada. And how's the weather in Eagle River tonight?
Oh, it's pretty cold.
How cold, you know?
How cold is it? 20 below.
20? Is that Walter you're talking to?
Yes.
Well, it's good to find you at home tonight, Mrs. Lundeen. And we want to chat with you a little bit. I want you to meet our quizmaster on Honest to Goodness, Bob DeHaven.
How do you do?
Hello?
Were you listening to our program this evening?
No, we weren't.
Well, you're on it now. You're talking to us on the phone, and your voice is going out on the air.
Is that right?
Yeah, and friends of yours in Eagle River, when they see you tomorrow on the way to church, why, they'll tell you about this. I attempted to find Eagle River, and I couldn't find it. Where is it on the map in the province?
Well, it's, you know where Kenora is?
Yes.
Well, it's about 70 miles east from Kenora.
Well, then you're not so far from Minnesota, are you?
Not too far, no.
Say, I remember from my learning as a fisherman that Eagle River is famous for muskie. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Did you ever catch one?
No, I never did. My husband did.
He did, huh?
Yes.
I'm curious. How big was it?
Well, you better talk to him, maybe.
All right.
Okay, here
he is. Put him on.
This is Walter Lundeen in Eagle River, Ontario.
Hello?
Hello, Walter.
Uh-huh.
This is Dick Chapman and Bob DeHaven in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And we were chatting with your wife there, and she told me that you are a muskie fisherman, or have been in the past. Is that right?
Yes, I used to be, yeah.
Well, so am I now, and I'm always wanting to talk to the muskie fishermen all over the world, and I want to know how big the muskie was you caught.
Well, the biggest one I got was 56 pounds.
How much?
56.
That sounds like a lie to me.
No, and then we caught another one was 44. It's the biggest one.
Oh, that's a dandy. Did you put it on the wall, or what'd you do with it?
No. The American took it back to the States with him.
Oh, I see. Were you guiding?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder. You guides know where all the big fish are. Whereabouts? Are you fishing in Eagle River or...
Yeah, Eagle Lake.
Eagle Lake, huh?
Yeah.
You don't guide anymore, do you?
No, I haven't been guiding for 7 years now.
Boy, if you can find 56-pounders, you may have a customer, I'll tell you that. I'd be up there this summer.
Well, there's... I got some pictures here of some of the muskies we got, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a picture of that 44-pounder in the Chicago paper.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a dandy fish.
Yeah.
Say hello to Bob DeHaven, our quizmaster.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Walter, what do you do now that you're retired from the job of guiding?
Oh, well, I am a road superintendent now.
Well, you work for the local, for Eagle River or for the province or county?
For the county, yes.
Uh-huh. Have you had trouble with snow this winter?
Oh, not very much.
You know what to do with it, don't you?
Well, I know what to... Push it the hell off of the road.
Well, that's as good a way as any to handle it, I think.
You betcha.
We've been snowed under down here in the Twin Cities. We've had between 5 and 6 feet of snow, haven't we, Dick?
Yes, we're past, 60-some inches we've had.
Well, we haven't got that much.
Yeah.
Walter, I've got a question for you and for Mrs. Lundeen.
Oh?
Which is kind of easy because it's about fish. And if you answer it correctly... You'll get $8.30 of American money in the mail.
Oh?
Just a little hand of friendship from the South here, and this is the question.
Uh-huh.
Which of these tasty Minnesota fish is cooked without scaling?
Which? I can't get you.
Well, I'm going to name 4 or 5 kinds of fish, and you tell me which of these tasty Minnesota fish is cooked without scaling. Crappie, northern pike, bass, or brook trout?
Brook trout.
Well, all right. That was a pretty easy question for a man who is a Canadian guide. Well, you win. $8.30 is yours, and we'll have it in the mail, and it'll be in Eagle River, Monday or Tuesday, Walter.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Sure, nice to get acquainted with you, and don't hang up yet, because Dick wants to check your address.
Okay.
Doing pretty well with Canada and Kansas and with Memphis tonight.
It's Beer Nuts Polka time.
Peanuts for peanuts, but beer nuts are tremendous. When your friends and guests appear, have a lot of beer nuts near.
Hey, I just had this note handed to me by our trusty switchboard girl. And again, we don't know who called this in, but here are 12 provinces in Canada. What was the other one we had?
10.
It says here that Alberta, Quebec, British Columbia, Manitoba, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, Northwest Territories, Nova Scotia, Ontario, Prince Edward Island, Saskatchewan, and Yukon.
Well, they're including, I suppose their territories.
Mm-hmm.
Those northern reaches of the Yukon and Northern Territories, or Northwest Territories.
Mm.
Well, that adds up to how many?
12. I see 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
I guess 13. I'm not very proud of that. Let's take another little trip, Dick. You want to go to the next one on the list?
All right, let's
do that. That'll be Syracuse, New York. Syracuse, New York. That's the home of Carrier Air Conditioning. Mm-hmm. And it's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and it's 1 below 0 in the Twin Cities. And Dick and Bob are having a little fun here. I wouldn't say little, quite a bit of fun, because we're getting such nice, friendly people on our calls on the Clear Channel evening. We do this about once a month, inviting you in advance to send in your names and telephone numbers, and the response is pretty good. I don't see the letters. I just get a list of people who will be on the show.
All right. There's a phone ringing in Syracuse, New York. If I've dialed it correctly.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah, just a minute. Sue!
All right.
Honest to Goodness on the phone here.
That's Sue Hamm.
Can you hold on just a minute?
You betcha.
Oh, you bet. We got plenty of time.
Okay. Young lady that set the card just went upstairs. I just called her down.
Is that your daughter?
Mrs. Hand.
Are you Mr. Hand?
Yeah.
Fine.
How's the weather out there?
Good question. It's 1 below 0, Mr. Hand.
1 below?
Yes, and we've had over 5 feet of snow in the Twin Cities.
Oh, that's so?
Yes, this is a wonderland.
Well,
you gotta come out and see.
Well, it's going to be 10 below here tonight. Here's Mrs. Hand, sir.
All right.
Hi.
Hello, Susan.
I've been listening to your program.
Oh, have you?
Boy, those are difficult questions.
Well, maybe we can find an easy one for you. Say hello to Bob DeHaven.
Howdy there.
How? Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm all right tonight. I'm on the radio earning a living, and Dick's doing the same here. What does your husband do in Syracuse, New York?
Well, we're retired now.
Oh, you're the third retired person.
He's retired, and he used to be with Allied Chemical.
Uh-huh. Now, you can help me. I'm obviously a radio announcer, and when I come to the name of your city, I always wonder whether I should say Syracuse or Syracuse. How do you pronounce it in your city?
Syracuse.
Cuse. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to follow your suggestion, because there are dictionaries and there are sources to look up the pronunciations of proper names, including those of towns. But the way that the people themselves pronounce it, I think, should be official. Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York, that's right.
I had an idea that was it, and that's why I used it before you answered the phone on the air. We've got a question for you, but I'm not going to ask it yet, because Dick is doing some telephoning here and is going to get another person who is listening to our program in some other part of the country. We'll have a conference call. We'll have a three-way conversation. How's that, Sue?
Oh, good.
You live in Draper Avenue?
That's right.
What part of the city is that in?
Well, it's right on the outskirts of the city. It's called Westdale.
West?
It's just on the outskirts.
Uh-huh. All right. Have you got some grown-up youngsters around the country, Sue?
Well, we have a married daughter living in Connecticut.
Yeah?
And she has 5 children.
Oh, that's a lot.
Hello.
This is Honest to Goodness
calling
from
WCCO. Who is it?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yes?
Is this Anna Gerringer?
That's right.
How are things in La Junta, Colorado?
Oh, they're just fine.
We've pulled a fancy here on another lady, Ms. Geringer. We've got a Mrs. Susan Hand on the phone with us and listening to you and talking with us through our switchboard here.
Oh, I see.
She lives in Syracuse, New York.
That's right.
And yeah. There you are in La Junta, Colorado. We've hooked you up cross-country, kind of like. Now, let me introduce you again. It's Mrs. Susan Hand is in Syracuse, and in La Junta, it's Anna Geringer. And I'm going to introduce you two ladies.
That's right. How do you do? How are you? Fine.
Well, there. That's the...
I've never been in Hunter, Colorado.
Well, it's right in the foothills of the Rockies.
I've been in Denver.
Yes, well, we're just... we're about 180 miles southeast.
Oh. Is it cold there?
No, we had 50 degrees weather today.
Oh, that's great. We have zero right now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
So you girls are pretty good on the telephone here and on the radio.
Uh-huh.
When you first came together, you started out like every long-distance call in the world starts out.
It isn't so nice in Minneapolis, though, is it?
In Minneapolis, it's chilly. It's 1 below 0.
Yes, I know.
We have a lot of snow. Of course, the weather's no secret anymore. You used to be able...
I was born and raised in Minnesota.
Oh, now it comes out. You're Mrs. Geringer?
Yes.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised at Glenwood.
Oh, up there in the lake country, eh?
That's right.
And what took you out to La Junta? I'll bet your husband did.
Oh, I met a beautiful young man up there in Alexandria.
And he
married him and come to Colorado.
And he
35 years ago.
You say 35 years ago?
That's right.
And you live out in the country now, don't you?
That's right.
Well, what a small world. How did you meet your husband, Susan Hand?
I met him dancing here.
In Syracuse.
We were dancing a long time ago. He bowled in the ABC tournaments out to St. Paul and won money out there.
Well.
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Yes, we've had the ABC tournament in St. Paul twice that I know of, and the last one would be about 10 years ago.
In the auditorium.
Maybe less than that. That's right, in the St. Paul Auditorium. You must have been here, too, if you...
No, I didn't go.
The location.
I went to all the others with him, but I didn't go to that one.
So he won some money, and he's a bowler.
Yes, he was. He was a bowler.
Uh-huh. Well, how interesting. Well, we've joined up you two ladies. We've joined up New York and Colorado. I'll ask you a question here, which is pretty easy, and you can ponder it between you, and either one of you can answer it. If you do answer it correctly, and I hope you do, each of you will get a check for $8.30.
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Well, if you figured out per minute on the radio, it is pretty good pay.
It sure is.
This is it. In Pioneer, Minnesota, a papoose grew up to be a Zulu, a Japanese, or an Indian?
An Indian.
Well, now, that answer came from Susan. What do you say, Anna?
Well, I didn't quite hear you. It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Well, Susan answered it correctly, so I won't let you say anything.
You still both get $8.30 each.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, it's dandy to talk to you two.
I'd like to ask you a question.
We're ready.
Is Minneapolis jinxed against selling a brown-headed hat pin?
A brown-headed hat pin.
That's right.
I would you buy. You take me aback.
What was the beginning of the question? Did you say, is Minneapolis jinxed against?
Yes.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, I was up there last November, and I spent one whole day trying to find a brown-headed hat pin, and I couldn't find one.
Oh, I see.
You mean just one of those things you stick in to hold your hat on?
Well, I have sure had some sore feet by the time the day was over.
Well, I can't answer that. That's a pretty minute or a question about a minute article in... a big general store. And you never did find your hat pin, eh?
I never did. I could find any other color but brown one.
Well, I'm sorry you think of that and sore feet and connects with our Twin Cities.
Hey, maybe you'll be interested to hear this, that we get more of a kick out of listening to our radio than we do out of watching television, especially out-of-town stations like Minneapolis.
We are pleased to hear that, Mrs. Hand.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad we're one of the stations you listen to. Well, girls, let's say that this is the end of our party line conversation. We want to make some more calls. And your doubleheader contribution was a big one tonight.
Thank you for calling me.
Well, thanks a lot.
Good night.
Good night.
Hang on now, girls.
You hang on and Dick will talk to you off the air while I talk on the air. The two ladies, for sake of review, Mrs. Susan Hand in Syracuse, New York, and Anna Geringer of La Junta, Colorado. Anna used to live in Glenwood, Minnesota. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're just loafing along here. I call it loafing because it's so easy to talk to people who are friends of WCCO, and some of them, as you have heard, have some former connection with our part of the country. Did you get them all straightened out?
I got them all straightened out. That was Syracuse, New York.
Yes.
And La Junta, Colorado.
And we got plenty of questions and plenty of calls to make, so let's go ahead.
Well, La Junta so far is as far west as we've been, I think, except now we're going even further west and north.
To B.C.?
That's right. It's quite a ways out there.
Victoria, British Columbia. That's on the far side of Puget Sound, I think, and Seattle's on the near side.
Now, as we call Canada for the third time tonight, I have still another note from our trusty switchboard operator, and she says, three ex-Canadians insist that there are 10 provinces and 2 territories.
That's it.
The 2 territories are the Yukon and the Northwest Territories. I was pretty sure they weren't listed as provinces.
That's where the discrepancy enters in, northern two are called territories or called provinces. Well, it's always nice to make a mistake because then you know someone is listening. It's the same way writing a column, which I used to do. If you wanted some mail, why...
A little crosstalk on
there. That comes in.
Phone's ringing in Victoria, British Columbia.
On Cedar Hill Road.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Oh, yes, Clyde.
What?
Yes?
Who's this, please?
This is Mrs. Pope speaking.
Mrs. Lois Pope?
Yes.
In Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
That's right.
Good. Who was that you yelled at there?
My husband.
And his name is Clyde?
Yes.
How is it? You don't sound to me like you've got a touch of a Canadian. Are you Canadian?
No, I'm from Minnesota.
Aha. That's why the voice sounded familiar. Well, Mrs. Pope, say hello to our quizmaster, Bob DeHaven.
How to do, Lois?
Oh, I'm just fine.
Well, where did you live when you lived in Minnesota?
I lived in Owatonna.
Oh, I know where that is, just south here in Steele County, eh?
That's right.
Why did you make such a big jump from Owatonna to Victoria?
Well, my husband is teaching at the University of Victoria, and I'm with him.
Oh, what subject does he teach?
He teaches sociology.
Uh-huh. Well, that's certainly interesting. Do you return to this part of the country for vacations?
Pardon?
Do you return to this part of the country for vacations?
Yes. We haven't returned actually to Minnesota for some time. Mm-hmm. But we do return to the States for 2 months out of the summer.
Gosh, you must have a beautiful place to live.
This is a gorgeous area. It has a lot of water. Mm-hmm. We're living on the island, of course.
What do you mean, on the island?
Victoria's on Vancouver Island.
Oh, is that right?
Right on the southern tip.
See,
and
listen.
We're about 9 miles across the border, actually, between the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm. You listen long enough, Bob, you learn something new every day.
Well, we learn more than we teach on this program. How large is the city of Victoria?
The city of Victoria is about 57,000, I think.
You got a pretty good football team there, haven't you, in the Canadian League?
Football?
Yes.
Hockey.
Well, there's the British Columbia Lions is what I was thinking of.
Oh, soccer.
Oh, is it? I was thinking of Canadian football, but I know you have hockey and you have soccer, too.
Hockey and soccer, yes.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about snow here. It's been green all year long this year.
You have mild weather, do you?
Very mild. Very mild. Rain, of course. But actually, it's very pleasant.
Do you play your hockey indoors, then?
In the arena, yes.
Indoors?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I first was exposed to hockey in South Bend, Indiana, when Notre Dame, the college, used to have a hockey team back in the 20s. But they didn't always play their games because some Saturdays there wasn't any ice.
Oh, in South Indiana.
Yes, in Northern Indiana. Very mild. Say, we have a question for you, Mrs. Pope, and Clyde can help you with the answer.
Oh, he'll probably have to.
Well, it isn't very hard, and it is not about sociology. So here we go. January is the peak harvest month in Minnesota for which of these three items? I haven't named them yet.
Oh, what was January's what?
I'll go more slowly. January is the peak harvest month in Minnesota for corn, apples, or ice?
Ice.
You said it. You said it. We have more ice than British Columbia, or at least Victoria, British Columbia.
And I think there are still some people who harvest ice in Minnesota. Not nearly as much as they used to, but there's still people that take ice out of the lakes.
Saw it off and put it on a conveyor and haul it to the ice house.
It's a saleable commodity.
Well, you've won without the help of your husband, Mrs. Pope, $8.30 of American money.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That should be about $10 in Canadian.
I was wondering what the exchange was these days.
Oh, I think it's 7¾ cents.
Uh-huh. It goes somewhere between 6 and 9 cents back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've upped your prize just by living in Canada.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Pope, for talking to us. Dick will take you in the other line there and check your street address.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
You bet. So she answered the question correctly. It wasn't too tough. Peak harvest in January in Minnesota is for corn, apples, or ice. Well, it's ice and snow this winter, all right. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. Plenty of calls left here. You going to try the next one right away, Dick?
All right,
or do you have something else to do?
Let's do that one next.
I thought you were reaching toward your portfolio for one of the 3,000 or 4,000 letters you get every week.
No. Portfolio?
Well.
You mean that manila envelope that I carry everything around in?
Mm-hmm. You turned one over to me when I came on this program, and I've got a history of this show that goes back 6 or 7 years. I don't think anything's ever been thrown away.
Well, we don't like to throw. You know, you never know when you might need some of that stuff.
I needed it tonight. Before you arrived, a lady called me and wanted to know the answer to the coin question about how can you get 6 coins to add up to be a dollar.
You mean 50 coins?
Whatever.
I think I remember that. I'll tell you in a minute.
Taylor.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes?
I'd like to speak to Robert Clapp.
He's out right now.
He is?
Yeah, he's about a half a block away from here. He just went out for a few minutes.
Oh, well.
Is it possible you can call back?
Gee, perhaps, but if we don't, would you tell him we called, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
You can. Will you try to call back, though?
All right, we'll give it a whirl here in a minute.
Because he's been waiting for this call for a long time.
No, wait a minute. He's only half a block away?
Yeah.
Where is it, the drugstore or something like that?
Well, he went over to get a cup of coffee.
Why don't you run and get him and bring him back?
Would you hold on?
Is there anybody else we can talk to while you're running?
No. No, I'm the only one in here.
You answered by saying trailer. That means what?
Well, I'm in the trailer, in this trailer. It's a place of work.
Are you his son?
No, I'm just a friend of his.
How long will it take you to get him?
Probably at least 5 minutes.
Oh, well. Let us call back.
No, we couldn't. Well, let's call back.
We'll call back.
Get him and bring him back, and we'll call within 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. It's only the boss's money. What the heck?
Well, he was so he was so disappointed that the clap wasn't there that I don't want to disappoint him.
Well, in the meantime, let's make this other call here right quick, and we'll just have enough time, I think, to call back.
We're going
to
get a breathless man if we do get that fellow in Toledo.
Wait a minute, I dialed the wrong number here. Let's try Indiana. We haven't talked to...
Oh, Indiana, my Indiana. Indiana, we're all for you.
I was in Indiana once.
Were you?
When the University of Missouri played the University of Indiana at Bloomington, I was there with bells on. Sorry to say, we beat you.
Well, I'm...
This is back in the 50s.
I'm not the University of Indiana, but anything from the Hoosier State I'm for, I hope. This is Fort Wayne you're calling now.
Yes.
Well, this goes back to the French Indian War, the naming of this city.
Is that right? Who's Wayne?
Well, Mad Anthony Wayne.
What's that?
You know, I'll say anything. You know, just a spark of recognition in the back of my mind, and I put it on the air. Oh, you fool, DeHaven. You lovable fool. Oh, dear. Indiana, all right.
I heard the thing ring, I thought, but nothing happened. Let me try it again.
Pretty soon you'll be able to call back to Toledo. The 5 minutes will be up. It's one below zero, and 25 minutes after nine, we're going to stop at 9:30 and let Jurgen Nash have a go at the air. This is the Cliff Schmidt call now.
Yes.
All right.
See if it rings here correctly.
Oh, look, find a question here. Yes.
You know, with your talent, you could be in movies.
Thanks there, Clyde.
Thanks.
Oh boy. Wow. Fort Wayne, Indiana. You got husky telephones.
Loudly, clearly.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yes.
Who is this, please?
This is Mrs. Clifford Schmidt.
Well, how are you, Mrs. Schmidt? And how are things in Fort Wayne tonight?
Oh, just fine. Pretty cold.
Say hello to our quizmaster here, Bob DeHaven.
Oh, yes.
How do you do?
Hello?
Hi, say, is that 80 miles of road between Fort Wayne and South Bend paved now?
Paved? Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago, eh?
Oh, boy.
Well, I know that because I'm a South Bender myself.
Uh-huh.
Say, we want to ask you a question, Mrs. Schmidt. If you answer correctly, you'll get $8.30 in the mail from us fellers up here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You ready to go? We don't want you to stumble on this one because we want everybody to win tonight.
Yeah.
Here is
Did you want to talk to my husband? He's the one that sent the card.
No, I'll keep you on, and if you need help from him, you can call to him, eh? Here's the question.
Yeah?
Boscobel. This is a proper name spelled B-O-S-C-O-B-E-L. Boscobel.
Boscobel, yeah.
Is the name of a girl, the name of a flower, or the name of a Wisconsin city?
Name of a flower, or girl, or a Wisconsin city?
Yes.
Boscobel.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say a city.
Wisconsin
City. You're right.
City.
You're right.
He is Boscobel right.
Bell is in southwestern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And you answered it correctly, and you'll get your $8.30.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We'd talk a little longer if we weren't trying to get another call to Toledo, which we were unable to make a moment ago. We only have a moment or so left.
All right.
Good luck to you, Hoosiers. Hold the fort, Wayne.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. And we're going to go back as soon as Dick checks this Elwood Drive address in Fort Wayne to see if this friend of Robert Clapp has gone to get him from the spot where he's getting coffee. Apparently this trailer is the name of a business or something. And Robert Clapp, or rather his friend, was so anxious to have Clapp on the phone, he says, I'll go get him, and now we're calling back, something we don't usually do. We have a note about Clapp here. He says he listens to WCCO on his transistor. If he does answer, I'll bet he'd be out of breath, Dick.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes here. Let's find out what happens. Toledo, Ohio. Phone's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to Robert Clapp.
Yes.
Is this Bob?
Yes.
Well, this is the second time we tried to reach you. We're glad we finally found you at home.
Oh, yes.
Bob, say hello to Bob DeHaven.
Howdy there. You went down the street to get a cup of coffee, didn't you, Mr. Clapp?
That is right.
Where is the place we're calling now? The man who answered said trailer. Is that the name of a business or a trailer?
Well, this is the strike trailer of at the Toledo Blade, which has been on strike since October 24th.
Oh,
I
heaven's
see.
Sakes.
You must be a member of the Newspaper Guild, then.
I'm a member of the Toledo Newspaper Guild.
Well, he said trailer, that's all he said, and I didn't know that strike had been going on so long.
This is the 116th day.
Boy, that's tough work, isn't it?
That's a long time.
Is the newspaper being published, or is it not being published?
No, we haven't had a paper here since October 24th.
How cold is it there in Toledo?
Oh, not too bad. It's about 19. Expected to get down to zero tonight.
What was your field when you were working on the paper? Were you a reporter or some other kind of a worker?
Assistant city editor.
Oh, I see. Bob Clapp. Well, my name's Bob DeHaven, and Dick Chapman is Dick Chapman. We're both newsmen on WCCO Radio here. And here's a question for you. We've only got a couple seconds, but this is so easy, it's made easy, so we can send you $8.30. You can put it in your fund there.
Good.
A tom-tom was a musical instrument of the Chinese, the Eskimo, or the American Indian?
The American Indian.
Nothing to it, eh?
Nothing to it.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We're going to hang up because our time is up. Otherwise, we'd make a little more of signing off. Well, there. Dick is signing off right now. Another clear channel has gone into the Smithsonian Institute and into the records of the mores of the United States with Dick and Bob. And thanks a lot for listening. We'll give you plenty of notice when the next one comes along.
Here comes the second half of radio's most shining hour and a half. Jorgen Nash presents...